Fancy a nightcap? It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, brought to you by Jumping Goat Coffee Liqueur.
Sure is.
Is that the sound of a cocktail being poured, or is that the sound of what happens after a few cocktails?
Let it run, eh? I've never really given it too much. Sometimes it catches people by surprise, and sometimes it doesn't. Hey, John.
Hang on, just moved my mic. I know we've sort of already done a welcome to Ben, we'll do it again now that we're in the segment. Ben from Jumping Goat Liqueur, welcome. Hope you're well.
I am well, you know. We'll be a lot better after a couple of these.
Definitely an up buzz, old Jumping Goat.
You've brought in some Jumping Goat. I know there's two versions of this. Vodka one, and there is one, is it whiskey?
There is whiskey as well. So let me set a little scene for you. Mm. There was a man named Kaldi who lived in ancient Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. And he used to wander around with his goats because there's not much to do in ancient Ethiopia except look after your goats. Mm. And he noticed that they would always eat these berries from this tree, and then they'd just go hyper, like they'd be out of control. They'd be chewing their faces off trying to talk to security, get in bars. Like, he was like, those guys are having a good time. Mm. What's up with these little berries? And that's when he discovered coffee. And apparently he used to mix it with a bit of liquor as well. So that's kind of what we've done here. Okay. It's cold pressed coffee with vodka. And it was initially discovered by the guy who started at Callum with a really crap coffee machine in his garage. You know, a coffee machine that you put coffee in. Mm. He went, what happens if I fill it with vodka and then just like filter my espresso through vodka?
Sweet.
And nah, it was horrible. It was really bad, but he persevered. So here we are today with Jumping Goat Vodka and Jumping Goat Whiskey, cold brew infused.
Come a long way, fair to say.
It has come a long way.
On the deck here, you've got some Coop glasses.
Look at you, John.
Did you ask beforehand what those glasses were? Like, this suggests to me that we're going into the espresso teeny realm.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were called that. Right. So there you go. That's the glasses. Yes. So the beautiful thing about Jumping Goat is you don't need heaps of ingredients to make an espresso martini. You can make it with two ingredients, basically coffee and Jumping Goat. So I'll busy myself over here making you one. You can give us a little taste.
Ben, I don't want to freak you out, but I've actually just caught the moon right above your head. Early in the eve.
No, I'm balding. That's
no, it's not. No, it's the moon, bro. It's kicking ass, right?
Oh, look at that. Is it a full moon tomorrow?
I said I didn't want to freak Ben out.
Friday the 13th, full moon.
John's freaked out.
It's quite fitting, though, because having coffee drinks often keeps you up alongside the moon until the moon goes away again.
There you go.
It's a little, nice little tie in there.
Among other things. So you've put some cold pressed coffee into
This is normal espresso. Here's one that I prepared earlier.
How long did that take? That's a lot of espresso.
Seven shots of espresso there, because I figured I'd be making seven of these because I heard people at BFM like to consume.
Have a few drinks. Yep. And relax.
We have a reputation.
Relax with friends.
I see what's going on.
So basically I'm just adding that and then the Jumping Goat.
So we got
ice in a shaker.
Jumping Goat. Coffee. Shot of espresso and some ice in a shaker.
That's the easiest. You can be a non-cocktail person. You can make an espresso martini like a pro with Jumping Goat.
Especially with a couple of Coops.
That's quite a speedy shake.
It is quite a speedy shake. Mm. You've got to get a lovely creamer, you know, and I think it's difficult for your listeners, being the medium of radio, to see, but perhaps you could describe it for them, how it looks when it strains into the glass here.
Oh, it's very, very chocolatey.
Oh, shit. It actually kind of freaked me out when the ice came. I forgot that there was ice in there, and I was like, what are these massive lumps of brown stuff?
Right, so that's got it like about 50 mils of Jumping Goat.
It looks like what it's supposed to. Gotta say, that is teeny realm.
There we go.
And good amount of foam on there. Lovely head.
Got a couple of little beans here.
Look at these people sticking their head in the door. They're like,
I'm coming through there.
Right, there we go. I'll pass that over to you for your verdict.
John?
Can I just have a little whiff?
No, you have to.
Yeah, the aroma's good.
I'm not going to sip it after you whiff it.
I know that this is going to be good.
I will not sip after you whiff.
Great presentation.
Man, you can get carried away with espresso teenies, eh?
Some people add like lots and lots and lots of things to them. They go a bit overboard with it.
Oh, no, I mean, you can have too many.
Oh, yeah, no, that happens too, yeah.
This is, you've literally just whipped this up in 2 seconds here. And this is like on par with anything that you'd get anywhere else. Like,
it is.
If you're going out for dinner.
Quality, yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, I'll have espresso tini. That'll be $22, thanks.
I guess the coffee's pretty important, as important as the jumping gun in the situation.
It is, really. But if you have one of those handy little Nespresso machines or whatever, they actually make fairly decent coffee these days. Mm. A lot of people are floating around.
What bean did you use in this one? PS, do we know?
For the actual jumping goat stuff, we source it through Papua New Guinea. Wow. And they are getting Rainforest Alliance certification, so it is.
Oh, wow.
It's happy coffee.
Nice.
You know that the people there have been looked after.
Mm. Ethics, let's keep it on.
Excellent, excellent.
Okay, so, Johnny, are you enjoying that? Can you please?
Jump and Goat, I can find it. Any good liquor store.
Yeah, loads of liquor stores.
All around town.
Loads of bars as well, yep. And it is great just by itself as a shot. You can pretty much have an espresso martini, just a 30ml shot of it.
It's true. Yeah. I've done that. It felt like that.
It's good stuff and good lads.
Good lads, absolute lads. You know, like,
yeah.
Real, you know, we live the brand. We will be out there with you at 3 a.m. drinking more and more espresso martinis.
Keep an eye out for the little orange cups there.
All right, mate. Ben, thank you very much. Thank you, Jumping Goat. Check it out all around town.
Appreciate it. Thanks, gentlemen.
Refreshing. Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Jumping Goat Coffee Liqueur.